Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band, the podcast where comedians defend music that people make fun of them for liking. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, here for another week, joined, as always, by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, pal?
I'm feeling great. I'm back, baby.
You're back?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, well, we got Stavros here.
What's up?
Stavros Algis. How are you, buddy?
How we doing, boys? I'm doing good.
Doing good. What'd you, did you get into anything fun over the weekend?
Just having a couple six hot dog lunches for America, you know what I'm saying? I'm off the nitrites. Yeah. I'm off the nitrites and the nitrates right now, in fact. I had a turkey burger, but I did have two hot dogs as a side dish.
This is the week of the hot dog side dish.
Dude, yeah.
I did the same thing because
yeah,
I made too much.
Yes,
here's the thing. I made the best brats and hot dogs I've ever made in my life on the stovetop.
Stovetop.
I bought a grill. I bought a grill, but it doesn't come till next week, and I'm so
brutal.
Hyped.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I don't
welcome
care.
Welcome to the grill lifestyle, my friend.
You made me jealous. Mike Racine made me jealous. Racine has been talking me through it. He invited me to a Facebook group where he told me that I need to watch my shit there because people will come at me if I post the wrong kind of grill shit in there.
That rocks.
But he's been coaching me through, and I bought all this shit. I've never used a grill in my life.
Oh, wow.
I didn't have a dad to teach me this
true.
Sort of shit.
True.
So I hope that I can learn. I'm going to teach myself so that I can teach Tommy. And that is.
Can I do
and
my.
And then Tommy will teach your son.
Yeah, exactly.
Who I will be raising. Wait, say I've never owned a grill. I'm going to do my Hank Hill impression.
I've never owned a grill.
Not bad.
That's good.
Not
That's
bad,
very
Tom.
Good. That is very good. Yeah, I'm very, very excited. I just got a gaming headset. I'm all in on never leaving my home ever again.
Oh, dude. It's over, man. I had a brief period where I was like, I gained weight at the beginning, and then I was like, you know what? This is going to end. I got to start eating healthy. That lasted for like 2 weeks, and I'm like, fuck this, dude. I'm about to be fucked up until I die in my home. It's over, dude. I'm taking 80 milligrams of edibles every night. Wake up, take an Adderall to get the day started, then take 80 milligrams of edibles to zonk you out at about 1 a.m. Start the cycle over again at 9, baby, every fucking day till my body croaks. That's what it's going to be. I've given up. I'm not surviving the quarantine. I'm either dying of COVID or I'm dying of just being in my house and doing drugs and eating 4 grilled meals a day. I just had some fucking calamari. I had grilled calamari for breakfast.
You had calamari?
Yeah. With fries. I also got an air fryer. So now, I always have a bag of frozen fries on deck, and I am 7 minutes away from fries at any moment.
That's
so
incredible. That's a line I'm going to try not to cross, because I know if I get
there's
it,
no
here's what
back.
I've been doing. I bought a full bar, worth of booze. I bought like every type of booze so that I can make cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was that if we ever have company over,
of
I'll
course.
Make cocktails for them. And it turned into I drank four old fashions last night while I played 2K.
Yeah.
And that will be most of what's going to be used for.
100%.
It is sick though, but yeah, I'm trying to. I did this. I bought like a bunch of broccoli. I was like, I'm going to be healthy. And then 4th of July rolls around. I think my boys are going to be hungry. We had a few people over because we have the rooftop, so we can do it safely.
Nice.
And I made so many fucking brats and hot dogs. I cooked them in beer, and it was so good. And I buttered them bitches up. I thought that everybody would be eating them. Everybody came full.
Get the fuck out of here. What?
Not everybody. Some of it got eaten, but your boy is going to be eating sausage and hot dogs for the next week at least.
Nice.
For every meal.
I love that.
Because I can't waste it.
No, dude.
I can't.
It wouldn't be American.
No, not as an American. That would be disgusting.
There's nothing wasteful about Americans. That's what we're known for.
That's ISIS shit.
Yeah,
it's ISIS that's always only eating half their plate.
Totally.
That's their worst crime.
That's what, when I have kids, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, you're going to be an ISIS, I guess, since you didn't finish your French fries and hot dogs.
Better start brushing up on your monkey bars, motherfucker, because you're going to have to go through that training every day.
The biggest rival of ISIS is the Clean Plate Club, as we all know.
Speaking of America, I want to say really quickly, I apologize. We did do an episode with Eagle Wit a couple of episodes ago where we talked about Kanye. He clearly listened and got the confidence to run for president of the United States of America. And we will own that. We will take responsibility of that. And if he wins, we salute you, Mr. President.
That's right.
Kanye West. It's pretty crazy. What do you think about President Kanye, Stav?
Oh, it sucks, man. I honestly, that picture with Elon, I don't know what it was, that picture with Elon Musk where they were just like both wearing orange.
Yep.
For whatever reason, that was the moment where I was like, I'm done, final answer, done with Kanye. Because he was like my favorite. I mean, he still is, obviously. His music still is huge for me. And it's like, I think we're all similar age. Like, we grew up exactly when all his shit was coming out. Like, College Dropout comes out, I think, freshman year of high school. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I remember seeing him on Chappelle's show. It's the first TV he ever does.
Yeah.
Which he did multiple appearances, because I remember him doing Two Words with Mos Def, and that was like the coolest thing
I did. Food with Common, and that was like my favorite song. Right. I love that song.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. And I love Kanye. And through all this, like, through the last few albums that have been kind of like, Ye was just so whatever, that last album. And like,
yeah.
Him going crazy.
I was a
crazy.
Ye apologist, but still.
Who is?
I was a Ye apologist.
It's like, it's fine, but it's not good. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's not nearly as good as anything before it, pretty much.
Yeah, he's got such an insane run before that where it's like you can't even argue against any of his albums up until Yeezus, including Yeezus. I put that in the same category, but it's like there's no argument up until then. And then Ye is just like, you know, whatever. And then even
the recent one, the gospel one or whatever.
The gospel one, exactly. It's more the same, where it's like there were moments where you get good-ass Kanye, but it's over. Musically, he's not what he is anymore. He's Jordan on the Wizards from now on, you know?
Yeah.
But like, and he had said a bunch of ridiculous shit, but I'm just like, he's insane. Who cares? But it was just that something about that picture with Elon Musk where I was like, I'm out. And then he's like, I'm running for president. And it's like just such a bullshit publicity thing. And I don't know. I mean, I don't give a fuck. People are making it out to be like this big problem that it's like, it's
that's
not.
The dumbest thing is people like, he's going to split the liberal vote. And if that's true, man, we are fucked.
I know, dude.
Just somebody going, thank God Kanye's running. I have somebody to vote for.
I know.
And I have seen some people post that, but I hope they're joking.
They have to be joking. It's crazy. This is all, I mean, it's just, all he does now is, he knows how to get headlines. And I don't know, maybe he's got a weird album coming out. I don't know what's going on, but it sucked, though, for sure.
I saw that picture of Ghislaine Maxwell and Elon Musk. I said, I'm out on Ghislaine.
No, that was it for me, too.
I loved everything she'd done. But
and I still fuck with the then. Old stuff.
Yes.
But nothing new. All her new shit sucks.
All the new children she's curated for billionaires to fuck took a big step down in quality, if you ask me.
Yeah, it used to be. She used to have more heart. And it was like she had to hustle harder back then.
Yeah, dude. She's putting out newspapers, you know. She's putting up fake ballet classes to abduct kids from. Now it's all on the internet. She's barely breaking a sweat. It's just, there's no art to the game anymore.
So, our Patreon is $3 a month, and if...
This is something I've caught myself doing before, where I start the train, and then once it gets going, I'm like, oh no.
You can't, listen... You want to start the pedophilia riff, baby? I'm not gonna pull the brakes on that one.
That's what George Washington said when he started all this shit. He said, "I started it. I didn't know what it was gonna turn into."
That's right. I just wanted teeth from slaves. That's all I wanted. George Washington said.
Yeah, he did say that. We're doing full bonus episodes every week on the Patreon.
Yep, that's right.
I don't remember if I plugged this on the last one that we did, but also, koozies going out. If you didn't get one and you're on the $6 level, let me know. I know we said it on the Patreon one, but I'm saying it on the main. This is the main feed.
Ooh, the main
that's
feed,
That's right, Stav. You made it to the main feed. I didn't pull
good.
Some shit on you.
I'm sorry. Listen.
I tell you when you get on the mic that you're on the Patreon.
They all listen. Unfortunately, I do so many podcasts, they all run together. I feel like I'm constantly doing podcasts. And then I realized as we were pulling up, I was like, oh, damn, I should have said something. You know what I mean? But
no,
you know what? Ultimately, suck my dick,
I think it's
Tom.
Funny. That's fair. That's fair enough.
We're here today to talk about future.
That's
very
right.
Exciting stuff. Another name that's very hard to Google stuff about.
Yes. Yeah, it's really tough.
Because you Google future facts and you get a bunch of annoying
Google,
science websites for kids.
You Google future sucks, you get a lot of like, yeah, 2021 is going to be even worse. This sucks.
Yes. It is hard.
We talked about if we were going to do this one or not with about future, but it was very easy to people to find people hating on future.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So let's go back. Let's talk about your introduction to future and your relationship to
sure.
the music.
I'd love to. Future kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, I remember his first hit was Tony Montana. And I was not a big fan of that one. That was and this is like I'm an open micer driving from Baltimore to DC every night. So I'm spending a lot of time listening to 92Q, the local 92.3, the local rap station in Baltimore, which is great. I still like to fire it up. And then I would transition over to 93.9 in DC. So it's like I was one of those insufferable nerds out of college where it's like I'm either listening to rap or NPR. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like one of those fucking annoying
same.
Pieces of shit.
Well, that ain't Coldplay for me, but yeah, similar shit.
And I remember Future just kind of coming out. There was a big, like, sing-songy rap. Like, it was like a lot of sing-songy rap was going on. There's that guy, Kurko Bangs. I don't know if you remember him, where his name is a pun on Kurt Cobain.
God.
I think Drinking My Cup.
I don't remember Kurko Bangs at
Drinking
all.
My Cup was his big song. Anyway, Future's big song, Future's first hit, Tony Montana, just like. Didn't do it for me. I just felt like it was a little formulaic and like kind of ran together with a lot of stuff. But Magic, the one that his second hit, which I don't think was even a big hit, it was like a minor hit. I just Magic did it for me, and it started a love affair because Tony Montana was smart. I mean, it was a hit. It was going to be a hit. And now in hindsight, I listen to it, and it's pretty good. I don't know why I was such a hater back then. But yeah, Magic just did it for me, where it was just
we
so stupid.
Yeah, let's
hear some of Tony Montana, which is not on your list, but just so that we so we know what you're talking about here. So this is Tony Montana from Future. I'm gonna skip forward.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Drake.
Oh, this is a remix, I think.
Oh, is this a remix? Both of these say they have,
Yeah, that hook.
Oh, yeah, this sucks.
Well, there was a lot of this going on in rap, where you just repeat the name of a guy for a while. Like, that was going... And I think that's what pissed me off, was that it was just formulaic. And, you know, I actually listen to it now, and I'm like, that's pretty good, but at the time, I don't know why. I just wasn't into it.
Yeah. I get it. I'm not super into it, but I get it. I think part of it, for me at least, I've never been one... I never was obsessed with Scarface.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you go
through
Scarface?
I think that's part of what it was for me. It's like, why are we doing this? Like, Tony Montana, it's 2000, like... It was like 2012 or something at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who gives a fuck about... It just felt like... It felt like... I mean, Future has always understood... He's always, like... understood what sounds are going to be popular. Like, that's why he's so prolific and why he's been all over. Ever since he popped, he's just, like, he's been either prolific or he's just, you know, a whole generation of rappers sound like Future, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was a very shrewd, like first hit because it's, like... But to me, it was, like, oh, I'm being duped. I'm being almost focus grouped It's like about Scarface. It's like the repetitive over and over again name shit, which was going on, like I said, a lot. And then, but then,
oh, my bad.
That one rocks.
I love that song. We'll get to that later. I think that's the wrong thing.
Anyway, and but then Magic was like, it wasn't as big a hit, but it was like so weird and stupid. And his bragging was the thing I love about Future. His bragging is hysterical. Like the claims he makes. And Magic was one of those where it's like, it was just the whole thing was hysterical. You know, it was just so funny, the things he's bragging about.
Let's hear that. Let's hear some of Magic.
Yep. The way I made the word was a pill called a man. Sipping on the purple in the other drinking magic. Voila. Voila.
Voila. Magic. Voila.
Magic. Voila. This is the line I love. That's the line that made me fall in love with Future. I forgot to, on my way to, I don't remember what he says, I forgot to do my taxes. He just, he claims that he's on the way to something and he realizes he forgot to do his taxes. So he just calls his accountant, don't worry. He's going to make it do magic. His accountant is going to make it do magic. That line, I was like, that's fucking awesome. You didn't just forget to do your taxes. There's no one who ever does that. And then also just the use of voila in the hook.
I love voila.
I was in. And I like the, you know, that I also like that beat, which now in hindsight seems like unfinished and like, especially with all the production that Future does now, it seems like really simplistic, but that line about calling your accountant and he's going to make it do magic, I think about, I don't know why it stuck with me, but I just laughed my dick off in my 1997 Honda Civic going to the fucking Red House Tavern open mic listening to Magic.
That's a nice shout out to the Red House Tavern open mic.
It's since the guy who ran it has had to quit comedy. Had to quit running open mics after repeatedly being a sex pest to female open micers and sending one woman his very little penis, which she then sent to me and I sent to everyone in the scene.
Thank you for clarifying that it was a picture and not the actual penis.
Yeah, he didn't chop his penis off.
Do you think it's more offensive that it was his tiny penis?
No, but it was. I don't think it's more offensive, but in terms of the bits, it was a lot better, I'll tell you that much. Unfortunately, I had a lot of designs to Photoshop his little dick and send it around, but I never got it. I couldn't quite bring myself to upload a picture to my computer of another man's penis. You know what I mean? That's
it's one
step
thing
too
to download
far.
It, but to upload
it's the uploading that's the problem.
The uploading is too much. It's like you're introducing a dick to your computer, where usually it's the other way around. You're putting one on the internet?
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
There was one
I will
thing,
say, I got to say, I do kind of appreciate, I listened to this, and right before I listened to a Drake song, and both of them, they talked about doing their taxes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to do my fucking taxes.
It is tax time. I think
it's like we're like a week away.
Dude, I'm so lucky. I did my shit the week before the pandemic. I was like, I did it early. So I haven't thought about taxes, you know. But if I did, I would call my accountant, and he would make it do magic.
Make it do magic. Tommy, what were you going to say? I interrupted.
Oh, so I'd looked up some future beefs, and one of them I think is relevant to the early part of his career, which is T-Pain had said that Future was using autotune wrong.
Right.
And then he, like, walked it back because he kind of realized that Future was going to be way more popular than
he ever was.
So Future, after that, was like, I don't respect him at all, and he hated him. Damn. And then I, through researching this, I found this article called The Sadness of T-Pain, and it is the most depressing article. I'm just going to read a little bit from it. Because it touches on 808s also, which we just did an episode about.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. So they're talking about the 808s recording sessions, and at one point during a session, Kanye wrote a song about how dumb all of T-Pain's ideas were. He then proceeded, T-Pain said, to make everyone in the studio join in with him to sing, T-Pain's shit is weak. In the same interview, T-Pain recalled encountering Future's brother at a Thanksgiving fundraiser and telling him he was eager to collaborate with Future, but instead of offering to pass on the message, Future's brother looked at T-Pain and said to him, "My brother would never fucking work with you. Fuck you and everything you stand for."
So T-Pain, you stand for.
T-Pain gets so owned in that like six sentences.
Dude, imagine not only a famous guy, but the guy's brother is like, fuck T-Pain. I'm not even going to bring this to my brother. Not only, he didn't even blow him off. He said, suck my fucking dick, you loser. You multi-platinum recording artist. I don't give a fuck. My brother hates you that much. I feel fine to fucking trash you.
What does Future's brother do? I need to know.
Just in the entourage,
the way that
dude.
He can flex on T-Pain like that. I
dude,
love it.
That's the amount of runoff pussy you get in Future's entourage that you can flex on T-Pain. No problem.
And Future's entourage, of course, includes Lloyd from Entourage.
Sure. Turtles in there.
Yeah. It is ridiculous of T-Pain to say that because Future and I think Young Thug is definitely another guy that gets into this category where it's like, yeah, they're technically using the software like wrong in quotation marks, but it's like they're doing so much more interesting stuff. And another thing that you can't that I love about Future is his just he's weird, he's bizarre, and Young Thug too. I mean, they go kind of hand in hand, and a lot of their collaborations rock as well. But yeah, Future's ad libs are wild. The weird sounds he makes. All with auto-tune, like, I didn't put it on the list, but the newest thing he just put out, the newest album, he has a song with Travis Scott, and he just does, like, a weird, like, howl, where he's like, ooh, 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 and I don't know, dude, I love his sound. It's just, like, music on such a basic level, ultimately, is just, like, cool sounds, and Future's great at those.
Is it this Solitaires thing?
Yes, yes.
Let's hear some of it. Fuck it. Why not?
Yeah.
That's fun.
I mean, that rules.
I do want to address something I just found when I looked him up, and you're going to have to address this controversy.
Sure.
Stop.
I'd love to.
In his top five songs, number three, played almost a billion times, is a song called Mask Off. In this day and age, to be political like that, the cases are rising. Like
that is the problem. He's a big QAnon guy. Future is huge into QAnon. And that, honestly, it's not about his politics. I don't stand for the way he treats women or his politics, but everything else, I'm all for.
What was that radio station you used to listen to Future on again?
92Q.
Q, interesting.
Yes, of course.
And there is a storm coming right now.
There is a fucking, there's a literal storm,
there's
brother.
There's a lot going on.
Oh my God, it's all coming together. This is crazy. And it says Fine China is number four. Is that about how China is actually fine and the corona never
there
really
was
existed?
Never a corona. There was never a single actual case. Look at a news source other than CNN. You will never find a case of coronavirus in China.
The China News Network, CNN. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Fine China rocks
and
also.
Corona News Network.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
That song rules too. It was hard for me to pick just six, but the Fine China with Juice WRLD, absolutely. I played that over and over again when I was in Australia like 2 years ago when it came out. Future just rocks, man. He makes nothing but bangaroonies.
Also got a big beef with Russell Wilson.
That's what I was about to bring up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love this beef.
Yeah, he's got a huge beef with Russell Wilson because he is Sierra. Like, Russell Wilson's essentially raising one of Future's kids. That's it. Listen, Future is not a great father. Let's just to put it very lightly. In fact, one of my favorite things that like he's such a bad father that it's like comical. There was on Twitter like relatively recently, somebody reported like reports that Future has like I don't remember how many kids he technically has, like eight or something like that. But it's like somebody reported that it was like he actually has an extra kid. And Future replied to the tweet. whatever. It's like a new kid that nobody knew about.
Yeah.
And Future replied LOL to the tweet. It was when I, I mean, it's just like, that's hysterical. He's such a deadbeat dad. He's such a next level deadbeat dad that he's just like laughing about it on Twitter.
That is so funny. Fuck.
I want to find
it. That is so cold.
I know.
How long ago was that?
It was pretty recently, dude.
Because it sounds...
Oh, you know what? You know what? It's It was actually on Instagram, The Shade Room. Oh, yeah, here's the thing. It was a picture that The Shade Room posted, and they said, "Aw, Future's alleged seventh child was christened today," and Future responded LOL in the comments. And it was from September 22nd, 2019, I believe.
Holy shit. Because I just read this Rolling Stone profile of him about him changing the face of music and how... what the hell is that? Sorry. Let me unplug this. There we go. That's a little better. Yeah, it was just about him changing the face of music. And some, it was somebody that... he was working with. I gotta look it up because I don't want to fuck this
I up. Think I know the one you're talking about.
And how he got them to do...
Yes, this is hysterical. Juice WRLD, who actually died.
Oh, that's it. It was a Juice WRLD. Yeah.
Died doing drugs. Yes. He died because some pilot snitched on him, and then he panicked and ate all the drugs, and he had a seizure. But yeah, Juice WRLD, they did a collaborative album, or a collaborative mixtape, and when they were recording it, Juice WRLD told Future that because Future made Lean sound so cool,
that was lean.
Juice WRLD tried it in sixth grade.
And there's, you see, this was an interview from 2019, so you see him doing all this, like, he feels guilty for a second, then he makes it logical why it's okay.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He's doing mental it gymnastics. Out loud.
Yeah,
he's doing it, like, in the room, figuring it out, how he's spinning it as he goes. He goes, yeah, that really fucked me up. Really, it fucked me up, man. It fucked me up. But I was just being honest, though, so what do you do? It's
like, exactly.
What are you fucked up about it, or are you honest? What are you talking about?
Right. Yeah, he did do some hilarious mental gymnastics where he's like, just... You know, I'm not sorry I was me, but I'm sorry that by being me, you were the bad version of you. He said crazy shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he rocks. Well, he fucking
did you
rules.
See what he said about R. Kelly? Tom, did you look that up?
No.
He kind of was saying, like, his argument was that, like, we shouldn't be given, the only reason he's relevant is because we keep talking about the case and everything. He's like, they should just do all that in secret. And it's like, well, that's not, like, how the court system works. Like, they can't just have these trials in secret so that we stop talking about R. Kelly. Like,
yeah, it's true. He makes a good point.
Yeah, that actually is pretty smart. I don't know what you're talking about, Tommy.
Yeah,
I think you fixed our judicial system. All of this should be in private, and R. Kelly should be able to do whatever he wants publicly until it's settled.
Damn, but he wasn't like pro R. Kelly, was he?
No, it was just very, like, he was, like, acting like the only reason that anyone talks about R. Kelly at all is because... It was just a very weird way of dodging saying he should be in jail. And
instead of being
why are we talking about him, you know?
Right. Well, that's the thing. Future is so used to gaslighting women that he tries to do that in every interview he's in. You know what I mean? Like, that's clearly his main mode of communication, is gaslighting a woman about... No, I didn't even... What are you talking about? Yes. He either is gaslighting or he's just, like, cutting off communication completely with the woman.
I read this thing. There was this site, and I realized, because I was right under the Rolling Stone article where I put up, I just Googled Future controversy, and it was an article about him and Drake being toxic masculinity, being accused of that. And it was all in defense of him. And then I realized it wasn't an article. It was just some guy fucking his ravings about, actually, Future isn't a bad guy.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, like, there was this track about him inviting a model.
Yes. He flies a model out. Yes. And she's not trying. He's like, all right, well, you want to come to my hotel room? And she's like, well, can't we do something else? She's like, can we, like, go out to dinner or something first? And he's like, no. He's just like, and she's like, wait, what the hell? Like, I came out here. He like paid for a plane ticket and he paid for one day in a hotel and then cut it off immediately. And then he just replied, enjoy, love. And just never spoke to her again. Yeah.
Enjoy love.
Yeah, enjoy love.
And the guy that wrote this, it might have fucking been Future who wrote this, but the guy who wrote it was like, actually, there's nothing wrong with that because he never promised her anything more than that.
right.
Doesn't mean that it's cool.
Yeah. it's not so a cool funny. Move. But Future was just like, fuck it, man. I don't give a... If I'm not getting... to fuck instantly, it's not worth my time. I have to go drink cough syrup. Which I respect.
Is he wrong?
That's the question.
Is he wrong?
That's a great question.
Where's the lie? let's hear another song before. I want to read some more shit about Russell Wilson.
Oh, hell yeah.
That stuff makes me laugh so much.
Well, if you want to, if we want to talk about Russell Wilson, then you should play Throwaway.
Oh, yes.
Because that is about that's about his breakup with Sierra.
Really?
First time. Yeah.
All
right. Yeah.
I
can talk more about that song when we're done. But it's like
that
that's
was
a fucking
my
banger.
Favorite song on the playlist. So I'll go to it now. Throwaway. I'm gonna skip forward. Girl, you know you like a pistol, you a throwaway. Damn.
Yeah, it changes in the second half.
Like,
yeah.
Deep down, I believe you know you're a monster too. Gone for that nigga, get it over with.
Right. I think that's about Russell Wilson. Gone for that
nigga, I think you're right.
Gone for that nigga, get it over. Gone for that nigga, get it over.
That's the part that's damn.
Yeah,
it's so mean.
It's incredible. I mean, that's gaslighting right there. It's like he was like, "I loved you. I hope you could say when you're done fucking him that he loved you." And he's like, "Fucking these hoes meant too damn much to you." It's like he's blaming her because getting cheated on meant like upset her too much. That's just
And then he goes on to say that he goes, yeah, because I just had a threesome. And then he goes, but I was thinking about you the whole time.
Yeah.
I hope you're thinking about me. And it's like, you piece of shit.
I know, dude. That's the one that's like the toxic masculinity anthem. That's the one where you're like going through a breakup. You just fire up Throwaway.
Jealous of when I was listening to it. I was like, man, I wish I knew about this song in like 2013, 2014.
Absolutely.
I would have really loved it then. And now it's like I have no use for it. But I heard it and I was like, I absolutely get why someone would love this fucking song.
Dude, I mean, that is the like when you're wilding the fuck out post breakup. You're like, fuck you, bitch. I don't care. just fucking atrocious. Like you're at your lowest. So think about the kinds of people that want to fuck you at your lowest. You're just running through those types of women. And you're just like, I don't even give a fuck. I'm glad we're broken up. I'm just like Future. He's fucking models. You're just fucking just the saddest women of all time. like, I'm
T-Pain.
Future. Yeah.
There's an Eminem song that has the same vibe, and I cannot remember what it is now.
A who song?
An Eminem song that has the same vibe.
Sorry, man. That's where I check out in terms of rap knowledge. I'm not an Eminem guy. So I apologize.
No, I was an Eminem guy for a little bit. I never went deep, though. I was I was just into the hits. But he had one that was definitely... a hateful breakup anthem that is very attractive when you're a young man who is angry at
of course
one person.
Is it Superman?
Oh yeah, this is so hateful. This song is so hateful. Was that Tom?
Was it Tommy. Superman that you're thinking of?
That no, I don't. That might be it. Let me look it up. I'm just gonna look up Eminem breakup song and see if I can find it.
Yeah. Well, every song he Superman. Rapes a woman in it, right?
That Isn't is true. Like,
yeah, it's pretty much every song.
I think it is Superman.
Yeah.
That's the one where he's like Saturday through Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah,
yes, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
it. Yeah. yeah. Let's hear that for a second just so that I can confirm.
So he's got no ring on this finger now. Never let another chick bring me down in a relationship. Save it, bitch. Babysit. You make me
that's
sick.
Right.
Superman
that's it,
ain't saving
that's
shit.
It. You know what? We don't even need to hear it.
We don't even need to hear
it's actually
it
better when I do it.
Yeah.
It's better. I don't think anybody could deny that.
Yeah, Eminem, it was tough because growing up in Baltimore, like, it was like a specific kind of racist person that stole their culture from black people.
Yeah.
Like, they loved Eminem so much.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That it was like, I can't be a guy that likes Eminem.
I totally
you know what
get
I mean?
That. Yeah.
It's like white trash culture vultures. That's their guy.
Yeah.
So I have mm-hmm. to be like, at the time I was a 50 Cent guy.
I was a 50
this
Cent
is seventh
guy
grade,
too.
You know?
Yeah.
Eighth grade, that kind of stuff. But you could not be a white kid that liked Eminem. That was political before you realized. You didn't know it, but it was a political statement.
That is, that's so funny. I'm from Indiana, so it was not, in Bloomington, it didn't seem political at the time, but I
right.
do know that a lot of people probably got into rap because of Eminem.
For
in
sure.
In that world, and I didn't even realize it. But yeah, that Superman song, just so hateful.
Yeah.
It is perfect for being 22 and just livid. And,
At a woman that you mistreated.
Yeah, of course. That you were like an asshole about, and like you were like playing video games 90% of the relationship.
Right.
And she like had a male friend, and you were like, "Who the fuck is that? Huh? What's that all about?" And you're just accusing her of banging this guy who turned out to be gay anyway.
Yeah.
That's who that's for, is mm-hmm. That sort of shit. But we should listen. Oh, no, I wanted to get into that Russell Wilson shit. That's right. Speaking of someone
yes.
being toxic. He's saying, like, you find someone who will say I love you when it's over. He's like, he's basically telling her like, I would never lie to a woman about my feelings to fuck or whatever.
Right,
asshole.
Yeah,
but I just love that he said that he has nothing against Russell Wilson, but that he basically came at Russell Wilson for letting Ciara walk all over him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is such a shitty move.
For loving, for being a loving husband.
Yes.
Who doesn't cheat on her constantly.
It put him in the worst spot, because then it's like, what is he supposed to, how is he supposed to react to that other than ignore it? Because,
yeah.
I don't let her walk all over me, look.
Right.
Look, well, I'll go cheat.
My favorite thing on about the Russell Wilson future, it's not really a beef. It's just like Russell Wilson has built a beautiful life with Future's ex. Mm-hmm. Is his son's last birthday? If you compare the Instagram posts between what Future posted on his son's birthday and what Russ Wilson posted on his stepson's birthday. It's like, it's this cute picture of the whole family, and like they're hugging, and he's like, Papa Russ loves you. Just know that I'll be here for, and just like this paragraph, and it's like awesome and so loving. And then Future's Instagram, he had a picture of his son with a watch on, like a watch with a bunch of diamonds on, and it said, there's nothing like that Rolly when it first, or what's that Meek line where it's like, it was nothing like that Rolly when it first hit my wrist. that's all he wrote. He was just like, I'm forgetting.
I'm trying to find it. Oh, I think he might have even deleted it.
I think it was too much. I think it was too much even for.
That is
for
so
future.
Funny. It's not on here.
It was
what an asshole. That's so funny. And then he does have a picture of him in a pool with some lady that he's like smashed
yep.
up against her.
Yep.
No picture of the kid.
No, no.
That
at
is
all.
So funny. What an asshole.
Fuck, what's that Meek line? Why am I fucking blanking on it? Anyway.
Did you read, while I was getting my charger, did you read the thing he said about how he's not a man?
I don't think
Future
so.
Said about Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
I just said, summarized that he said that he let Sierra walk all over him or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He has a,
but I didn't read the quote.
There's this one quote that I really like because he gets into like saying what Russell Wilson should say and talking about himself in the third person. He says, he's not being a man in position. He said, you're not telling her. And then this is where Russell's supposed to start. Bro, chill out with that on the internet. Don't even talk to him. I'm your husband. You better not even bring Future's name up. And that's Future saying that about what he should say.
That's so funny.
That's how a man deals with it. He stifles his wife when she's airing out her feelings and grievances.
And the name's gonna come up.
Yeah, like, yeah. You have a kid together? Yeah. Yeah. Don't even say that name in my home. I'm a man.
Yeah, that's maturity.
It's actually not toxic masculinity because he's saying it about another guy. So,
yeah, he rocks.
He's great. I do want to point out, I found, my girlfriend Antonia pointed this out to me, it's a story that I forgot about. It's the Russell Wilson, this is not about Future, it's just a funny thing about Russell Wilson. This thing about him posting his woman crush Wednesday about Sierra, and he writes, it's a poem, and he wrote, I kissed her and she had honey sweet lips that were lilac soft with a loving and affectionate personality at Sierra. And then somebody Googled describing a beautiful woman.
No!
She had honey sweet lips, they were lilac soft. He just Googled it and used the first result.
That fucking rocks, dude. So that rules. Good. That's how low Future put the bar. The bar was subterranean. That a guy Googling beautiful woman did it. Honestly, some random like Indian guy off Instagram probably could have gotten Sierra. Oh, you're so beautiful. Let me see Bob's pretty girl. That would have worked on Sierra after being gaslit for 2 years with Future.
Let me buy feet pic.
Feet pic, please.
She's like, that is so sweet. all right, let's hear some more songs, and then we have the Facebook to get to. Let's see here. Keep losing track of this playlist here. All right, let's hear Turn on the Lights.
Oh, this, I love this one. Chronologically, this is, this was like his first big, like, romantic song. Right. You know what I mean? I mean, that's literally a sweet song. I want to tell the world about you just so they can get jealous. And the best part, and it's like, it is the first time I was like, oh, damn. Because, like, before this, it was all about, like, selling, you know, drinking lean and fucking selling crack.
Right.
And this was, like, his first hit where it's like, oh, wow, this is, like, poppy. It's, like, romantic. But then also the best part about this song is it is like that. And I was like, wow, this is so, and, you know, this is so, I was shocked to see this side of Future. I wonder what the video is going to be like. And this is like back in the watching videos days.
Sure.
Like just pulling shit up on YouTube. The video is hysterical because he takes this really sweet song about like a hypothetical, like the search for love.
Yeah.
A dream girl. Like he's trying to find a woman he can like have a life with or whatever. That's what it feels like. The video is about how he's two-timing two women. It's about two different women. So it starts, and you're like, oh, this is Dream Girl. And then there's a separate girl, and he's, like, cheating on both of them. And then the video ends by he invites them to a building, and then he blows the building up. And he walks away in slow motion from it like it's an action movie. It fucking rules. I don't remember if he kills both of them or if, like, but that is, like, the plot of the video. Is he two times two women, and He explodes one or both of them in a building and walks away like a cool action movie guy as there's big flames behind him. It's incredible. It makes no sense.
That's not toxically masculine, because what he's doing is he's blowing up the idea of a dream woman because they're not real.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. He's blowing up your expectations. Women don't owe you anything. These perfect women don't exist. They're human beings and they're flawed.
And so you got to blow that up because it's actually a bad part of yourself.
It's
that
yourself.
Wants that even.
Mm-hmm. Exactly correct. Exactly correct, Tom. But yeah, I love that song. That's a fucking banger.
That is a good song.
He does do some nice little romantic songs every once in a while. Mm-hmm. I like the song with Nicki Minaj, "You the Baddest." That's a good one. And "Extra Love" off of Hendrix, that Yellow album with YG. That's another pretty good one. But and there's parts. I mean, he does have songs where another really interesting one that I love that he did was on the super sad one he did. That was like, it was only like 7 songs and it was like really short. There's like a song where he's just like begging. He's like, please, please let me buy Chanel for you. And it's like this song where it's like he's begging a woman to like let him spoil her. But it's almost like the deal with the devil. It's like the devil pleading to get your soul. It's like before he really has you, he's the sweetest guy of all time. And he's just like, please let me buy you anything you want. But you know, if she says yes, then she's just some dumb bitch, the future then. You know what I mean?
Like, she's on that Tony Soprano shit.
Exactly. It's Tony Soprano at the beginning when he's first dating, you know, a Gumar. It's like that the Mercedes dealership lady. You know what I mean? It's like, it's the trip to the zoo. And it's, you know, and you just listen to that shit and you're like, damn, this is. And that's, I mean, I do like that about Future because he is an anti-hero. He is on his Tony Soprano shit where it's like you're rooting for him, but you know he's a fucking piece of shit in his heart. But he's very, all his music like lays that out in a very complicated, interesting way and in ways that you relate to, the shittiest parts of yourself can relate to, you know?
That's exactly what I was Googling to see the hate on Future, and I found this. There was, the first thing that came up with it was this big Reddit thread of somebody like, I don't understand why Future is so popular. He fucking sucks, and his rap is bad, and he sounds like shit. And somebody wrote on there, well, there's two types of Future fan. There's the fan that genuinely likes his music, and then there's the type that is just rooting for this guy who's clearly losing a battle to drugs and being a piece of shit.
Yes, dude.
Know he's going to lose, but you—that's what you support him for. He's like this, anti-hero, basically, in like sad case.
Totally.
And there's some part of most of us that does like a character like that.
Absolutely,
where they just lean and selling crack and shit, and
totally
like, no, this is actually cool that I'm doing this.
And for him, it's about how, for him, it's like, I think the lean and the drug and like Xannies and shit like that, it's like, it's him post success and how he handles it and how he can't, you know, he just can't get, he just not, does not know how to treat, like, get a relationship going and like.
And he quit drugs and he said that he quit lean at least. And he said that he was afraid to say it publicly because he thought he would lose his fans.
Right. I got a feeling he does
Tommy,
plenty.
Tommy's been afraid to admit that he hasn't done lean, maybe ever.
Sixth grade was when I started.
No, he definitely rocks. And it's the kind of delusional thing where you're like, damn. Like, it's like, wow, I'm like Future. You know what I mean? It's like, you're not. You're a fucking loser.
You're
just
loser
like,
just
you didn't
drugs.
Like, yeah, exactly. You just were too nervous to text a girl back. Like, or you ghosted someone because you're a coward, not because you were fucking 8 models. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, you're not Future. And then it's like, fuck, am I Russell Wilson? It's like, no, you're not. Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. You're not him either. He's cool. He's just corny compared to Future, but you're just a fucking loser that doesn't get pussy. And the couple times you did, you ruined it because you're scared. That's who you are. But when you listen to Future, when you listen to fucking Throwaway, you're like, no, I'm Future.
You actually are. Let's hear My Savages.
Oh, yeah. This is the boy. This is the Dudes Rock anthem.
Dudes Rock.
time. My savages, my savages, my savages. I'm always dressing fresher than a mannequin.
Damn.
I grew up in a ruthless ass
environment. Oh shit.
I'm on the phone with yo, I ask him how the trial went. 35 racks, that's how my day was spent. I got a cocky back, that's how my day was getting. You got me thinking all these bitches artificial. The way you acting, you must don't respect the real nigga. Roll some herb on, pour some syrup on. They try to, these rappers mad. Ah!
Yeah, damn.
Say I'm Illuminati. And try to make me catch a body.
Damn. Yeah.
All right, that's my savages.
That's it. See, the problem with, like, it was hard to choose six. Yep. You know what I mean? Because the thing about, it's just like, that one is just, that's just you and your boys, man. That's just something you throw on. You're like, damn, I'm reminiscing about the dudes in my life that I love and respect. Just my boys. It's like, it's not the best future banger, but it is just like, it's just an ode to male friendship, you know? And that's a big motif of his.
We need
more of those.
More songs that are anthems to your boys.
To your boys, dude. That's definitely an undercurrent of Future's music, you know, sharing women, treating them like objects between your boys.
Sure.
But My Savages directly just praises the fellas.
I think, like, that song, you could put that song on a playlist with Friends in Low Places. Yeah. And the people who are listening would be mad, but they would have to understand the motif.
100%, yes. The curation.
The motif.
Yeah. I googled Is Future Illuminati, and the first link that came up says smoking gun proof that Illuminati planned, and I can't read the rest, and the link is cia.gov/ I think if I click on it, my computer will explode, so I can't do it.
CIA.gov? How did you even find that?
For sure.
You know how they always say things like smoking gun proof?
That's so, yeah, on the CIA. On the CIA.gov. Yeah, and that's the other thing with My Savages. It's like, a lot of times a Future song will start with a theme and then quickly just kind of devolve into regular bragging, you know what
sure.
I mean? But like, that kind of happens with My Savages, but still, man, I felt like that needed to be there for the boys.
I feel you. I like it how he says he dresses fresher than a mannequin.
Yeah.
And I hope that's true.
I think it is.
I read this thing that his dream after, because he wants to quit doing music, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and his dream is to have a business where he helps people dress themselves. But he doesn't want to make any money, and he doesn't want to charge them any money.
That rocks.
He says that it doesn't need to be any money. It's just a passion of his. He just likes dressing people up.
He wants to be a stylist.
My man's just got to get some Barbie dolls or something.
He's going to be a personal shopper, dude. Like Rachel from Friends. Wasn't that her job?
Oh, yeah. That was her job.
That's what Future's a lot like Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't have any style. I'll put on a hat and a t-shirt, and I'm good.
Yeah, it's like Queer Eye. It's like a rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Rapper Eye.
They should have that. That's a good I think we should pitch the show.
Mm-hmm. It's a catchy title, too. Rapper Eye.
Rapper Eye. I did.
Too catchy.
I did love that Friends episode where Rachel led Ross into a museum and then just blew it up.
You just hear him yelling in the distance. We were on the bridge.
You guys got to watch the video for Turn on the Lights.
I got to see that. That's insane. Let's hear Real Sisters. We got two left. Let's hear Real Sisters.
Oh, hell yeah.
New Wave. Future Hendrix. Oh, that's it. Hey, you say you get thought I'm trying to part with you. Oh, that's your best friend, I'm trying to fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
First man you bit, they say they real sisters. I don't give a fuck if they were real sisters. Fuck around me, trying to dodge bullets. Serve a pack of chickens and a Dodge Henry. Fuck around me, trying to dodge bullets. Fuck around me, I fuck twin sisters.
Yeah, just some good old-fashioned bragging.
That's good bragging. I love that he says he fucked twin sisters. He's got to tell you, it wasn't just twins.
It wasn't Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger from that movie.
I love the Bud Light commercials. They're like, and oh wait, is it Bud Light that does the twins commercials?
And twins?
It was a Coors.
Was that Coors Light? I can't remember.
Oh, I think it was Coors. It might have been Coors. Yeah. And twins. And I love you too. Do they ever say the name of the beer in the commercial?
It is Coors Light. I just looked it up. Apparently, CIA.gov says that they did that to.
It'd be so funny if all the CIA secrets were just open if you Google. Thought to go to CIA.gov.
Yeah, hit the search bar. That would be awesome. No Q guys doing that. No QAnon guys.
No. They. I think that they should just... If Trump wins again, they should just fucking let us all see everything.
Yeah.
Why not?
For sure.
Who cares now?
We're not making it out.
No. Let us all know, see it before
let
we
Let us know
all
what
die.
An alien's pussy looks like. I want to die with that knowledge.
It'd be funny if we found out. They're like, look, part of everything in the alien stuff, E.T. was a real alien. They didn't have the technology to have that sort of thing. They just were like, they found an alien, and they were like, we got to make a movie.
We got to make a fucking film out of this.
Kill them as soon as it ended.
That would be awesome.
He really
gets molested. The alien gets
like
molested. In true Hollywood fashion.
Of course. I mean, he got one trip to an Epstein Island, and then they killed him.
I'm going to need that for the island.
All right. let's hear the last song on here. So this is a Dirty Sprite.
Oh yeah, this album. This one is like his first Dirty Sprite the mixtape.
Yeah.
DS2 Dirty Sprite 2 is the like his big like blockbuster like huge hit album. But the mixtape is like that's what made me truly fall after Magic. I had burned the Dirty Sprite Volume 1 on a CD and had it in my CD player. And you know, it's you only have like 3 CDs,
yes.
And it's like that was one of them. And I fucking played the shit out of this, and it's really fucking good. It's still good. And there's a lot of great tracks. I chose this one because it starts with a really funny.
Yeah, we gotta hear that.
Yeah.
I almost opened the show with that, but I decided to save it so we could talk about it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's probably gonna have to load for a second. Okay, here we go. Come on.
Here we go. Abu! It's a boy! Pop that shit, man!
We're popping? What are we popping?
Man, pull up, man!
What are we pouring up? X-rated?
I'm talking about that Texas mud, man!
Texas?
Oh my god, nigga, kickstand, man!
Kickstand? Then we don't set bicycles in here.
Oh my god, nigga, I'm talking about that Dirty Sprite, fool!
Oh!
Yeah!
That Dirty Sprite!
Well, okay. If we want to quickly talk about the intro, I thought I picked a different intro, but that one's great too. That one is like,
it's cool that he got my dad to be.
Yeah. That's the last thing your dad did before fleeing the country.
He talked him into abandoning me right after that.
Well,
tread lightly, Tommy.
Yeah, dude. I hope Future's not trying to get SNL, dude. That's not gonna look good.
No.
Keep Seth Simons away from that intro. But there was, I mean, first of all, Future. I thought I was doing a different one where he's on the a woman that Future is having sex with is on the phone with her boyfriend. But this one's great too, and it's a little, let's just say a little problematic. Yeah. I think we can all. But he does have some great intro bits, and that is. I wonder. Boy, listen, I know it sounds offensive, but don't worry. It was an Indian man that voiced that character.
Take that, Hank Azaria.
Yeah. All right. So am I clicking the right thing here?
You might as well play that one. That one's a banger. Dirty Sprite is a fucking banger.
It's the dirty Sprite.
Scream!
I'm on that Pepsi. I'm on that Dita Screw. I'm on that Big Hawk. I don't know what to do.
It's good.
Three or four. My Sprite's so dirty, fool. I'm just reminding me all the time to drink a kid.
Let's do this.
One, two, four. Keep my eyes cool. Three or four zips, hand me lean like food.
Purple Sprite on top of ice, I'm rocking ice on dirty Sprite. I feel it's nice to be precise, my jewelry on high as a kite. I'm space cadet, I drink a chick, I spit a chick. I must respect what Pepsi bitch. Oh my bitch say, oh, I'm on purpose shit. My purpose stuff stay in my cup, got drink on me, I pull me up. Texas all got me spoiled, red and yellow.
I'm on that Pepsi.
Yeah, man, it's just... it's just like the foundation of all of everything the Future does after that is almost that song and that mixtape.
I gotta tell you, I'm looking at the cover of this thing and it makes me realize they should make Purple Sprite. It looks cool.
wasn't there something like that? There was like
Mountain
there was
Dew
like a
did
grape
some purple
Sprite.
Shit.
No, there was like a grape, a weirdly
was there grape Sprite ever?
Like
there
a light
remix.
Like a light purple. A
really?
Light purple Sprite. Wasn't there?
I'm not remembering a purple Sprite. Were you ever a Sprite man, Tommy?
Maybe I'm thinking of Powerade. Maybe I'm thinking of a light power, light purple Powerade.
Let me look it up.
There was a Sprite remix that was purple, from what I'm seeing right now.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
I did love Sprite remix back in the day.
Yes.
That's what made me love LeBron first, I think.
I don't remember ever drinking Sprite remix.
Oh man! I think
Tommy.
They do. They still make it? I don't think they make it anymore. Do they? Or they might have brought it back.
They discontinued it in 2005.
Oh wow! Really?
Due to
Jesus
poor sales.
Christ.
Yeah.
Poor sales. Damn! I think it's legitimately better than regular.
Are you
Sprite.
Fucking kidding me? They discontinued it 15 fucking years ago.
But then, Sprite Tropical they brought back without the remix. They took the remix title off.
Sure. I see.
It was so good. Okay. It tasted like Skittles. It was fucking great.
It's good as hell.
I used to love all those different... anytime a new drink would come out, that was like the best day. I was like, I have to try that.
I was Mountain Dew Code Red was huge for me. I was really into
that.
That
was great. Mountain Dew, there was
a little too rich
Mountain
for
Dew.
Me.
Mm.
I get it.
I have to admit.
There was a purple Mountain Dew... I think it was called, like, Midnight or something like that, and it was sour, and it was purple, and it was so fucking good. I think it was
I'm
called,
not a
like,
sour drinks guy, mate.
Dude, I love a sour drink.
Mr. Air Fryer's gotten pretty picky.
First of all, don't knock the heat, the fucking power and convenience of convection cooking, Tommy. Okay? You
Man,
sit
you
there and you wait 40 lately. Minutes for your fucking chicken nuggets to fucking... and to cook unevenly, might I add. You all the time you're spending flipping over fucking individual fries, I got my shit in a fucking air fryer basket cooking around it evenly as fuck, my man.
Stop.
And I'm eating while you're still fucking defrosting over there.
You are preaching to the
So I don't
want to
hear it.
The audience is going to be applauding right now because Tommy's been going off about this a lot lately, going off about convection heat, and the fans have had enough.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm
crazy.
Here.
Tommy, have you ever used an oven?
So my fucking microwave broke this week, so I have been using an oven quite a
Holy
bit.
Shit.
Yes.
Wow.
Just
you gotta go air fryer,
working.
Brother.
Yeah.
That's
a sign from God. Get an air fryer.
That's
gotta get you an air fryer.
I've been praying to God for years. All he has to say is get an air fryer.
That's it.
All right, let's go to the Facebook before we wrap this bad boy up.
Ooh, let's go to it.
So we got some comments. I did this is our regular segment where we go to Facebook to see what the people who are friends with me on there have to say about the artist we are talking about. Today, that, of course, being Future. By the way, we skipped They Went to Jared because Jared texted me and said he had no idea who Future was. So it was a pointless segment to do. Janelle James comments, that bitch. Great start. Mark Handelman started a trend that I almost put like a warning not to fucking do this, but of course... I didn't, and immediately got Futuristic Jokes. And he said, the sharks walking on land, the new plague, the race war. I'm not talking about that kind of future, Mark. And from now on, I'm only reading jokes that people on the Patreon post.
Hell yeah. So,
that's right. That's
so
the way to
do it.
If
you
want to
write some bullshit like that, you start paying at least $3. Yeah.
Pay
month.
To play.
You have to kick up.
You got to pay to play.
Pay to play, brother. Blagojevich style.
That's my boy. Illinois.
You get a free bonus episode. Not free. You get a bonus episode that you're paying for every week. Every week a bonus episode for $3 a month. That's 75 cents an episode.
That's nothing.
Anyway, nothing. Daniel J. Petrie also made a joke that's similar to that that pissed me off. I gave it an angry face react. Dwight Simmons says, I can't forgive him for his verse on King's Dead on the Black Panther soundtrack. The song
Are you
goes
kidding
so
me?
Hard.
That's fucking ridiculous.
So hard until he comes in with la-di-da-di-da, slob me on me knob.
You know what? That man's a fuck. Who said that?
That was Dwight Simmons. You know Dwight? He used to live here.
Dwight is full of dog shit on that one, because that rocks. He's making a complete mockery out of a giant song, a song that is going to be in the biggest movie of the year, like the biggest blockbuster. He doesn't give a fuck. He comes through sounding bizarre. He comes through sounding so weird, and then also making a dick-sucking joke in the midst of it. That, to me, is one of my favorite things. I almost picked that on the strength of to show how weird Future is. Yeah, that I love that. I love that fucking verse.
We gotta
dude.
Listen to a little bit of it here. Let's listen to a little bit of King's Dead. Oh wait, is this it? Or should I put?
It is, but it's you need his verse.
Here it is. Oh wait, no, that's not it. I gotta just skip his verse. Where is his verse? yeah, that's all we did here.
that
is
rocks.
Pretty fun. Like
it didn't come through my shit. For some reason, it didn't come through. But,
damn.
Yeah. No. The listener can enjoy that. That is gorgeous.
All
right. Da-dee-da-dee-da. Slab on me now. Like a jester, dude. Like a demented jester.
That was a pretty brave move. Yeah, for one of the biggest movies.
On the soundtrack to the Black Panther. It's like,
insane.
It's huge.
That's so funny. All right, let's see. Joshua John Volan says, I just started getting into Future this year. I liked the record he did with Juice WRLD a lot. There's a sound clip of him being interviewed by Nardwar. Talking about cheesecake. Also, the lyric, I drink lean, 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 it ain't embarrassing, is laugh out loud funny to me. That is funny.
yeah.
I agree with that.
Future rocks, yes.
Will Winner says, something tells me you boys are going to be taking down another one of my heroes on this one, SMDH. Jasmine Ellis writes, terrible person with some amazing bops. My favorite Guilty Pleasure song of his is that one with all of the people, Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran. Oh, of all people, Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I don't know that.
Endgame rules. Which weirdly Ed Sheeran also raps on, which I always thought was bizarre.
Oh, man.
But it's a great song.
Everything you guys are saying sounds horrible.
But Future's verse on that is great. That's probably the Future song I've heard the most in my life, which is a lot about me and my Easy Bake Oven ass.
Rich D'Amore says, saw him at Bonnaroo. He stood on a giant spaceship looking thing and played his one or two songs and then said, how about this one? And a Rihanna tune plays. How many of y'all know this? Bob Marley. It was 40 minutes of other people's music. He played like a radio DJ. Great show.
That rocks. That honestly, that's move. Pretty tight.
JP McDade says, DS2 is a classic album, even though the first 35 seconds are unlistenable. Adam
well, how dare he?
Trash.
He doesn't like. God, JP, fuck! Tell that motherfucker to go play some golf, dude. If he doesn't want to listen to Future shake up some lean in his cup.
I forgot that JP's like a great golfer. I'm trying to get into golf, and I'm scared to ask people who are actually good to go do it.
Damn,
I'm bad.
Fuck golf,
fun as
dude.
Hell, man. Fuck golf. Golf
can suck
golf
my
is
dick.
Awesome, dude.
I don't get it.
Let's see here. Alex English writes, WATTB was a cultural moment. DS2 is his best work.
Yes.
Pullout game non-existent.
Yeah, that's right. You got to respect a man who just raw dogs constantly.
Absolutely.
Non-existent.
But yeah, that's a good point, though, about What a Time to Be Alive that Alex brought up. Because that's I didn't include a song from that, but like that was a huge moment in Future's career because Drake's whole thing is stealing from up-and-coming artists. Like, he's like Kirby, yeah. Where he just, like, sucks whoever he's around. He just steals their essence. And Future's the only guy who could never do that. Like, What a Time to Be Alive is a Future album that Drake is on. And it's the first time Drake was overpowered that way. But that's the thing. For as good as Drake is and as prolific and as, you know, much of a mainstream star, Future's vibes are you can't fuck with his vibes. He understands vibes, dude. Mm-hmm. And Drake, it's in fact, he's such a, I should have picked this song. Future wrote Drunken Love. Like, he literally wrote the Beyonce song Drunken Love.
Dude, I didn't know that.
There's a reference track. I should have picked that as one of the tracks where he's on it. And it's apparently Beyonce didn't even really want to use it at first. And then Future, like, had a vision for it and like played it to them and they just took it and never really gave him the credit for it
that
he deserved.
That's fucked up.
But there's a really cool, everyone who's listening should go look up the reference track the Future did.
Good to know. We got two more here. Dan Dries says Future is one of those guys who is so influential in his genre that people who don't know him think he sucks because his style has been copied badly by so many other artists. And Wolfgang Meta Hunter says he's like if Migos Voltron together.
Yeah, which kind of makes the first point.
Yes.
Which is like yes, exactly. He is, because that's what they did.
Yep. All right, we got to wrap this thing up, I think. We got to rate this playlist. Tommy, you want to do the honors?
Okay, so I never really listened to Future. I'd heard a lot of Future just from living the last 8 years or whatever, so I've definitely heard of it, but I never really listened to him. I like it, though. I like his voice. I don't think he's using auto-tune wrong.
Yeah.
but it's not my favorite type of rap, I would say. I'm going to go with a 3 out of 6. I don't dislike him. I don't like him, but...
Sure.
I enjoyed talking about it.
I didn't know I didn't know the game. I would have listen, I could have curated a 6 out of 6.
Well,
but I thought
we
were doing songs. Songs important to me. So now I'm taking it as a personal affront.
Oh, no.
Tom. In that case, 6 out of 6. No, I was going to go like 3.5 or 4. I got a doc for my man not being a good dad.
Yeah, sure. That's fair. Listen, I'll put together a 6-song fucking Future track list that'll fucking knock your little socks off, boys.
My socks are big as hell.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you come at Tommy Big Sock Namara? What do you give this playlist out of 6, Tab?
6 out of 6. There you go. Kidding me?
Some people don't.
You like the skit with the...
No, I picked a different skit. But Tom. Play So Cold if you have it up.
I picked from the thing you texted us.
Yeah, the Dat Piff thing?
Yeah,
that link?
Yeah.
Go to track. It's called So Cold Interlude.
Oh, it's on a... I see. It's a different... I see what you sent me here. Okay.
Yes.
Now I understand.
That's the skit that I vouch for.
Okay. Well,
how dare you say I'm a
problem?
No, not this one.
Oh, it sounds like it's the same thing. I don't get it. All right, wait.
Whatever. Fuck you guys.
Hold
I don't
on,
care. It's
to.
Over. No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
There's a commercial and shit. This sucks. This fucking sucks. Stop.
Whatever, man. History will vindicate me. At home, go listen to the so-called interlude. It's a guy getting mad. The Future's fucking his girlfriend, and it's very funny.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Stop. Is there anything
you want
to promote?
Of course, boys. Just listen to... I'm doing a new advice show every Friday live at 6 o'clock on Twitch. It's called Stavi Solves Your Problems. You can call in, and you can leave a voicemail, and I will give advice, 903-883-STAV. And it's, twitch.tv/StaviBaby, and I put them up on YouTube also. So that's the quarantine project I've been doing.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy?
Just check out my album. Some interviews coming out for My Spectacular Life, hopefully soon. And, look out for that.
Hell yeah. All right, and check out the Comedy Central podcast, Stand Up. That is it for this week. We'll see you next time. Get on the Patreon. We miss you. Thanks again, Stav. Keep it crispy, everybody. Bye.